I now want to look at a rather intriguing attempt to try and understand why that huge rise in population occurred 250 years ago. In a book by Thomas McEwan, who is a medical historian, called The Modern Rise of Population, it's a short book and interesting for its methodology, because the methodology he adopts is that of Sherlock Holmes. In a famous passage in, I think, Study in Scarlet, Holmes advocates to Watson, his assistant, the method of exclusion. The method of exclusion is to line up all the possible causes of something, then go through them, and as you check them off, you're left with less and less. So, supposing you're dealing with a murder, you go through each suspect and you check off and you find that they couldn't have committed, and you're left. Whoever is left, whatever is left, as Sherlock Holmes says, must be the cause, however improbable. Now, there is a fault in this method, as you'll discover, because it all relies on having the right cause in at the beginning. If you've missed out a potential suspect, as I'll try and point out McEwan does, then you miss the explanation. But using this method of exclusion, McEwan sets up a framework that an epidemiologist would look at disease, and specifically what would account for the rapid decline of disease over the last 250 years in many parts of the world. It might be a change in the disease vectors, that is, in rat behavior, in lice, in fleas, and this sort of thing, or in the bacteria around us, or in the viruses that afflict us. And in a chapter in his book, he goes through the various kinds of vectors, and he finds no evidence in the middle of the 18th century, which is when this begins, really, for a decline in any of these. It's really unlikely that viruses suddenly, within 50 years all over the world, begin to decline in their killing power. Likewise, bacteria continue to be problematic. So he can't find any change in the disease vectors which could account for such a large change in world population. Indeed, as I mentioned last time, you would expect most of these things to get worse as the world population began to grow, rather than less. People are more crowded together and so on and so on. So he can't find anything except possibly a little bit of decline in some viral diseases like smallpox and measles, because when they become very common in the population, then children get them and adults tend to be immune. So there might be a little of an effect there. A second area you might look is in the treatment of disease. That's either in the change in the formal knowledge about how disease works so that people can treat it better, or in better care for the sick, i.e. hospitals and so on. And he looked at the history of hospitals and the knowledge about disease and rightly concludes that this cannot account for the change, the first part of the change, the first 100 years up to 1850-60. For two reasons. One is that the hospitals and the